Well, hello to everyone in podcast land. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent. I'm happy to be back with you. We had a little bit of a delay this summer. I had some surgery. Everything's going well. Some of you knew about that, and I appreciate the best wishes, and they were really helpful. And got in the hospital and got lazy, so didn't shave for a while. That's the look. We'll see how long it'll stay. And what we thought we'd do today, actually, is just be a little bit informal about what's turning out to be a pretty complicated day in the life of a state superintendent, but might also be helpful for many of you who look at this. First of all, welcome back to school. I'm a little bit late on that for those of you who, I know this goes to a wide audience, but particularly for those of you who are teachers, parents, and people who work in schools, and certainly the students. We're glad you're back. We're enthusiastic. This is all about exciting times for kids to learn and thrive in a global economy, and Michigan's well on its way. We've got a great teaching core. We've got people who work in schools who are dedicated. Today's been a bit of an unusual day. I started with an NPR interview, talked to the Detroit News about some work, an article they're putting together on teacher preparation, which is a major initiative here in the department to reform teacher preparation. Went over and testified now that the budget's complete on some things related to the education budget in the Senate. And frankly, I'll just say this, just got some news that we've apparently had a breach in our MEEP testing at one of the school districts that I've got to run out here in a moment and try to understand what our rules are, and we need to comply with our rules. I'm sad to say it's sounding like it's going to create some disruption in our MEEP testing that started earlier this week. But it is what it is. If there's been a breach at a local district and it's gotten some statewide impact, then we need to act within our rules. It's the only thing that'll be fair to all kids and keep the integrity of the system going. So if I'm seeming a tad scattered, I may be. This has been one of those days. I'm meeting with university presidents tomorrow to talk a little bit about our plan for teacher preparation. And I think I've eaten on camera before, right? So I can start taking a cookie or something to get my sugar right. But that was a mistake. This is a really chewy cookie. And probably shouldn't have done that right in the middle. But what I really want to say is, in spite of all those things, it's really an exciting time to be in education. I feel very lucky. Had a lot of time to think about it during some of my challenges this summer. And I feel real lucky to be in this position, and I hope you do too. Because whether, obviously the students are the key, whether you're in some of these other roles as teacher or other kind of employee in a school district, the parents certainly, but the rest of the community, this is going to be a key time in our history when we look back and we realize, have we done the right thing for our kids? Have we positioned them to succeed in a global economy? Have we not forgotten, in addition to math and science, that there's great literature and there's other things that we want kids to be able to master? That was what all of our high school requirements were about. And this is the first class that's actually experiencing those requirements, this year's freshmen. So it's really an exciting time. And I guess we try to keep these short, as you know. But I really want to thank you for your patience during the budget mess up here in Lansing. I specifically want to go on record to thank those legislators and the governor who went out on a limb on revenue. They've taken great risks to their political career. I think they did it in a way that was fair. There were cuts, there was reform, and there was some revenue. And I think that's the mixture that we need to continue to think about in our state. It can't be all revenue, it can't be all cuts. We're in a position in this department, as a matter of fact, where we can't replace positions, and that's been challenging, but we're going to make it work. So thank you for your patience. It's an exciting school year to begin for our kids. Some of the challenges that I mentioned in passing to you, we all have, but someone mentioned to me just before we started that it might be interesting to get an idea of what the life of a state superintendent is like. So I'm going to run now, find out a little bit more about this breach in the test that happened in one school district today, And as I said, unfortunately, I think it might have had implications for the whole state, and we'll get more out probably yet today. I hope to be back with you on a regular basis, and I hope these will give some insights to the work that we're doing in the Department of Education. And it's great to be back.